In and out. Good afternoon with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Second place musher Hugh Neff arrived in Eagle this morning, 3.5 hours after race leader Brent Sass. Neff shaved about a half an hour off the lead Sass had, leaving the previous checkpoint at Dawson City. Also into Eagle this morning in third place was Matt Hall. Hall arrived just minutes before Sass got back on the trail. KUAC's Molly Reddig has more from Eagle.
Three more mushers came into Eagle Friday morning. Hugh Neff arrived second. As he opened up his food bags, he said the climb over American Summit was intense.
Yeah, it was probably the worst cold wind I've ever seen. It was brutal. And it was right in your face. You had to go right into it.
He could only see the first few sets of dogs through the wind, and they lost the trail a couple times.
They turned around twice on me. But we figured it out eventually.
He rested at the cabin at Clinton Creek on Thursday night. When he left, he saw where Alan Moore and Matt Hall were camped by the river.
And then Ed Hopkins was another couple miles behind them. It was funny because Ed's Canadian, so he was camped out on the Canadian side of the border. And those guys were camped out on the American side.
Teams take a 4-hour rest and vet check in Eagle. Quest vets got initial results on what might have caused a dog death on Thursday. Yuka Honda had a dog collapse a few miles outside Dawson, and it was deceased by the time she got to the checkpoint. Firefly was a 6-year-old male who had been in good body condition throughout the race. Quest vet Nina Hansen said the initial necropsy showed an enlarged heart and multiple booties in the dog's stomach.
So at this point, we don't know which of those things, or maybe both, contributed, and we won't know that until the final report is done.
Hansen said eating booties is not uncommon.
Dogs like to eat things that they shouldn't eat. I mean, pet dogs eat toys, they eat rocks, they eat towels, they eat poop.
Normally a dog would get sick and vomit, but this dog just dropped without warning. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Eagle, I'm Molly Reddig.
In other dog mushing news, the Iditarod Trail Committee announced this morning that the Iditarod restart will be held in Fairbanks Monday, March 6th. APRN reports that Iditarod race director Mark Nordman told reporters that the decision was prompted by insufficient snow cover in the Alaska Range.
When you start seeing 12, 14 inches up in the mountains, that's really low snow to go ahead and go over that type of terrain.
The Iditarod ceremonial start will still take place in Anchorage Saturday, March 4th. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2017 Yukon Quest is made possible by Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, Samard Automotive, and Samard Chevron, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, Wendell Street Psychiatric Services, and Sipping Streams Tea Company. Proud sponsors of KUAC.